That's the sound of a male southern brown tree frog looking for a date. It's music to the ears of a female southern brown tree frog. But add the sounds of nearby traffic, and Dr. Kirsten Paris of the University of Melbourne says the message just isn't getting out.
The distance over which a male frog can be heard is cut really dramatically by traffic noise, from hundreds of metres in some instances down to maybe only 20 or 50 metres. We're quite concerned that there are frogs out there that aren't getting together because the noise we're making is getting in the way.
So some frogs have come up with an interesting strategy for making themselves heard.
We found that it's changing the pitch of its call, so going higher up the frequency spectrum, being higher and squeakier, further away from the traffic noise, and this increases the distance over which it can be heard.
Here's the old call, and here's the new one. Now that may sound like a pretty simple solution, but changing their calls to cope with a noisy environment is actually quite extraordinary for frogs. And while the males have figured out how to make themselves heard above the noise of the city, Dr. Paris says it may not be what the females are looking for.
When females have a choice between two males calling, they tend to select the one that calls at a lower frequency because in frogs, the frequency of a call is related to body size. So the bigger frogs tend to call lower. And so they also tend to be the older frogs, the guys perhaps with more experience, they know what they're doing, and the women are attracted to those.
In other words, the guys with the high voices typically don't get the girls.
That's right, and if it's very noisy, they can only hear a few of the males that are all calling in a group, so the ones they can choose from, the number is reduced. It's like if you're in a noisy cocktail bar, for example, and there are men everywhere, you can only see and hear the three that are closest to you.
Frog populations in Melbourne have dropped considerably since Dr. Paris began her research, but it's not just because of the noise. Much of Australia has been locked in a 10-year drought, leaving frogs fewer and fewer ponds to go looking for that special someone. Stuart Cohen for VOA News, Sydney.